restrooms must be available.
We're just taking a risk of somebody going around the corner of the building, taking a leak. Where if there's a facility right there.
It seems to me, at the very least, if you're going to operate a business, you have to provide restrooms for your employees, minimum, if not for your customers, too. What do you think?
What's wrong with just saying restrooms be made, what language you had there?
I said available, but that would include the terminal building.
That's good, 12 years, good idea.
Yeah, well, you've got parking must be available for customers, employee, and employees. You can have restrooms must be available for customers.
So if somebody's all the way down past state police, say somebody puts a hanger down there, and then, you know, if somebody's down there working on my airplane, I don't know that I'm going to walk all the way down here to the, and I don't know the facility's open. It could, you know, depending on the hours that that operation takes place. So, you know, I think bathrooms.
You know what we can do, Jeff? If you want a convenience, we can just.
You could always put in for it.
Hold on, we'll just up the rent, cover these things, that's what you want. It's about convenience, how much money you want to spend.
And that's what we're saying here, is do we want businesses that are going to.
That's what I'm saying.
Do we want.
If you want those kind of convenience, be prepared to pay for it. If you don't, then be prepared to work with others. So it's about what you want. Tell me what you want.
But the business operator's not going to make that decision based on customer using the bathroom. He's going to make that decision on his economics.
That's absolutely right.
So to have a restroom.
How much money you want to spend, Jeff? It's a matter of what it boils down to.
Exactly, exactly.
Julie.
I can walk a little further sometime and say, Buck, I can tell you.
Let's just add restrooms to that sentence.
Well, if you put restrooms in there, now you're talking about being restricted, right? As opposed to walking to the terminal.
You can't make it happen around the building, we head out for the.
What about if somebody builds one out in the middle that, and that's on the other side of the runway?
Well, I can't tell them to carry their little bag, but.
You can be silent on this whole issue, and then if we feel like a facility's down at the other end of the runway, and we think it needs a restroom, we write that into the lease.
Doesn't the county itself have requirements for businesses, for restrooms for their.
In the building code?
Employees and customers?
That's absolutely correct. That's why I'll go back to what statement I made a minute ago. Why don't we just have it added to the sentence that Julia proposed before, that restrooms, parking, and whatever be made available. You still got to have a lease to operate on the airport. You still got to have a license that can be, you know, required by the county if they feel that somebody's got to walk 200 yards and they want them using a tree out back.
Restrooms, customer and employee parking, was there something else?
We're going to need to reread the whole thing once we made all these.
Restroom, customer parking, and employee parking.
And waiting areas. Why should we require, you know, a one-man operation to have a waiting area? We have one airplane dropped off.
I didn't say waiting.
No, I'm just on you. I'm trying to.
It's not here for discussion. It's not.
Trying to keep things moving.
Yeah, you only get two restricted.
And the same with office space from the original.
You want to encourage a young mechanic out here who's just got enough experience, wants to open up a business, let him get, you know, the minimum out here from being able to get it open and get running a business and start to build a business. When Jeff's son comes up here and wants to set up a competing business to his dad.
And I did have somebody email me a couple months ago looking for a hangar to start a maintenance business. So.
What'd you tell him?
Told him I don't have a hangar.
You got hangar spaces. I mean, you got lots that you can build.
Yeah, I told him that. Yeah. He wasn't interested in that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, let me see if I got all this. 421, we're going to leave the way it is. 422, we're going to take the last sentence out. 423, we're going to say permanent building or hangar facility appropriate for the work performed. 3 and say adequate restrooms, customer and employee.